Well, Genesis 17, the cutting of the covenant. Oh, I wish we had time to read Genesis 17, 1 through 15, but we don't. This is when God enters into covenant with Abraham, and God changes Abram's name to Abraham, meaning a father of a multitude. Abraham's not just going to be the father of a son, he's going to become a father of a multitude of nations. Guys, I want to point out one little bit of application, and you're going to see this throughout Scripture. When God changes your name, he changes your destiny. In a couple weeks, Tanya and I will celebrate our first anniversary. It's amazing. We will celebrate, at least I will celebrate, because I've made it a whole year and I haven't been kicked to the curb. But on the day we got married, my bride's name changed. She took my name. And she will tell you, when she took my name, her destiny definitely changed. Not always for the better. We are the bride of Christ. And when God changes your name, even as a bride changes her name, you take on the destiny of the husband. Abraham's descendants are going to become the wife of God, the bride of Christ. If you've taken on Christ, you've taken on his Shem, and that has changed your destiny. Well, so God also in this covenant gives a sign of the covenant in their flesh, which is the removal of the foreskin from every male. And just like the bow in the sky reminded us of how God promised never to destroy the earth with a flood, this sign was meant to be a reminder of God's promise to Abraham. And I wish we had time to read, but take note of Romans 4, verses 7 through 25. And I want you to especially take note of verse 11, which describes this covenant sign of circumcision as a seal of righteousness of the faith which he had while uncircumcised. Very quickly, the point is just this. The sign in the flesh was to remind Israel that God would accept their faith just as he had accepted Abraham's faith and credit it to them and to us as righteousness. That was the purpose of the sign. It was to remind them that they were a part of a family, and the father of that family had learned the most important lesson of all time, and that is, trust God, and he will credit you as righteous.